Hello, and welcome to Snooze You Lose, a podcast about strange, weird, wacky, messed up, gross, and questionable news stories from around the world, past and present. Some really fucked up shit. I'm your host, Carl. I got some stories for you. You might be just interested in, or you might say, what the fuck? Alright, hey guys, how you doing out there today? Welcome back to the show if you're a first-time listener. Thanks for checking us out. I hope I can enjoy what I bring you today. I have past episodes if you want to check those out. Lots of crazy, fun stories. We've had a real good time with everything. And if you're a returning listener, I see most of my viewers are from the United States of America. And the second country is France. Bonjour, people. Thank you for listening. I know a little bit of French. Of course, you may know, this show is actually broadcast from Canada. And our second language is French. So I really welcome the French listeners, as you are my second, you know, most listeners. And I thank you. Thank you so much for coming out. All right. So I want to share a audio clip with you guys. Sure, if you are all familiar with the podcast of Joe Rogan Experience. It's probably the most popular podcast ever. And a lot of times he has a guest on there who is a stand-up comedian slash actor. He is also a host of a podcast called The Church of What's Happening Now. It's my favorite podcast, to be honest. I love it. Him and Lisa Ayat are a great team. But Joey Diaz is known for his rants, and that's really what he is good at on stage, too. He's a storyteller. So without further ado, I'm going to play this clip when he was featured on the Joe Rogan Experience, and it's quite funny.
Bitches. We live in a sheep fucking society today. We're all trying to be the same person. If you look around, we're all looking the same. When you go to Silver Lake and do Malo, and you get on stage, look at the people, and 80% of people look the same. They all got the same fucking glasses, the same tight jeans, the same tattoo of the Chinese sign. Everybody wants to be the fucking same here. Everybody's thinking the same. You know, you wake up in the morning, walk into a studio for an audition. What does everybody have in front of them? A cup of what? Starbucks. And if you ain't got Starbucks, you ain't invited to the fucking party.
Really?
You see Starbucks raise their prices 20% again?
Did they really?
How much more are you going to pay for coffee?
They got you hooked. They want that money.
It's not coffee. Everybody got coffee. It's the status of going to Starbucks. Oh my God.
Is it really?
Yes. It's status. Oh my God. How many times
impressed that you go to Starbucks over the coffee? I go to Coffee Bean. They have better croissants.
It doesn't matter. You
better
know what I'm
muffins
saying?
Too.
Yeah, but
muffins, in today's society,
much higher quality.
When we were growing up in Boston or Denver, you lived at your grandfather's in Newark, people would have a little fucking blue cup that said coffee, and you went to a diner and you said, give me what was it called?
Do you remember they used to have the Greek stuff?
Right.
Like little Greek guys.
What's
on
it
the
called?
Cups?
What's it called? The coffee? Medium? What are you how did you Greek order guys. Coffee?
Regular.
Regular. What's regular?
Regular milk, cream and sugar.
And two coffees, right?
Yeah. And two
regular.
Sugars.
Now look what we have, but we didn't carry the coffee cups like a Budweiser. It's like when you go out at night, you take a picture with somebody. What do they always got in their hand? Put the fucking beer down. But nobody can put the beer down. God forbid they don't party out. God forbid they don't party.
Party out? What does that mean?
Let's put the butt so they can tell I'm drinking. What the fuck? Put the beer down, you fuck. Same thing with coffee in our society. Everybody wants to fucking be cool and drink that fucking coffee.
Have you ever had someone look at your cup and go, what is that, fucking coffee bean? What, you can't afford Starbucks, bro?
Yo, step up to Starbucks.
But you, why would you
Dunkin'
wait on
Donuts, bro?
Why would you wait on that line when 7-Eleven got the same fucking coffee?
No, it doesn't.
No, it
it's
doesn't.
That same. Listen, that Brazilian bold will keep you up for 3 days. That's what ISIS drinks. Don't tell me my fucking business. What the ISIS drinks? Fucking coffee. Fuck you. They drink fucking Brazil. You ever drink Brazilian? You ever drink Brazilian bold from fucking Dunkin' Donuts? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck everybody. Fuck all you dumb motherfuckers. That pay $8. Look at me, antibiotics and anti-pumpkins. Go to Dunkin' Donuts and get that Brazilian fucking bowl and come back and see me. That's liquid fucking meth.
And that was Joey Diaz, the Joe Rogan Experience. So yeah, if you haven't heard him before, he's quite the interesting character. Hopefully you didn't mind the language too much and you stuck around and you're actually going to continue with my show to see what other fun we can get up to here. Let's see what the first story is. A doctor's removed venomous spider from a woman's ear. Oh my fucking God. That is not good. All right. Well, yeah. So this story comes from HuffingtonPost.ca. It's one thing to have a spider in your ear, but it's another thing to have a venomous spider in your ear. So hopefully this story turned out okay here. But a Missouri woman narrowly escaped serious injury after a venomous spider crawled into her ear while she was sleeping. Susie Torres of Kansas City first noticed something was wrong on Tuesday morning when she felt some discomfort in her ear. I woke up Tuesday hearing a bunch of swishing and water in my left ear. It was like when you went swimming and you have all that water in your ear. Torres went to her doctor to find out what was wrong and was looked at by a medical assistant who discovered something strange. She ran out and said, "I'm going to get a couple more people." Jesus Christ, a couple more people. She then said, "I think you have an insect in there," she told the local station. What happened next shocked Torres. She came back in and told me it was a spider, admitting she's particularly terrified of those creatures like most humans are. Doctors work there, and probably other insects too, but anyways, terrified of those motherfuckers. Doctors work their magic and remove the creepy crawly creature, which was a brown recluse spider. Oh my fucking God. A species with a bite that can cause stinging pain and severe lesions that require medical attention, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Luckily, the spider didn't bite Torres. She still isn't taking any more chances. She said, "I went and put some cotton balls in my ears last night. I'm shaking it off my clothes and I don't want my purse on the floor. I'm a little more cautious." It is still unknown how and when the spider entered Torres's ear. So yeah, so she's putting cotton balls in your ear. So maybe that's one thing I can recommend on the show to you people. If you want to put cotton balls in your ears before bed, go right ahead. That might be a good idea because, well, you can close up the cotton. You can close up your ears with the cotton balls, but then you have to, something can get up your nose, in your mouth. You wake up in the morning, in the middle of the night, you're like chewing on something, be like, "Oh, I thought I brushed my teeth. It must be a piece of food." It's not a piece of food. It's a piece of insect. You ate a piece of insect that night. I'm sure we've all done it. We've all guilty of it. All right, move on. That's it. You ate a fucking insect while you slept, but it's probably nothing compared to a fucking venomous spider in your ear. Or like the story about the bees that were living behind the woman's eye that I had on a past podcast. Apparently the bees were drinking the tears of her eye. So I featured that on a past podcast. Go look for it. Check it out. It'd be awesome. Let's see what the next story here is. This one is from Time.com, and the headline says, "Vegan sues neighbors for barbecuing in their own backyard." Yes, vegan sues neighbors for barbecuing in their own backyard. At first, when you read that title, it's kind of like, seriously? What the fuck? And vegan, can you please? Now, look, I know not all vegans are annoying or blah, 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 but... apparently these neighbors had a beef with each other and she did not like the neighbors cooking in her backyard. Apparently, she said, "There's been a long-running feud between the neighbors. They put the barbecue there, so I smell fish. All I can smell is fish. I can't enjoy the backyard anymore. I can't go out there." She also believes the barbecuing is not just a family preparing their supper, but part of a campaign to irritate her, which is why she filed a lawsuit in the Supreme Court of the state of Western Australia, claiming that her neighbors and his wife and children breached residential laws. It's deliberate. That's what I told the courts. It's deliberate. While Cardin claims all she wanted is to live my life in peace, the lawsuit she filed also alleged that it was more than just the smell of grilling fish that was disturbing her. She also took issue with cigarette smoke in the garden because the fumes wafted over into her yard. She is also frustrated by the sound of the neighbor's children playing basketball and making noise in the yard. The level saga has dragged on since August 2017. While Cardin sought relief from the onslaught of smells and noise in her courts, her case was thrown out by a tribunal and a Supreme Court judge who sided with the neighbors. Thank you, fucking God. What they're doing is living in their backyard and their home as a family. Yes, they are. And look at here. Okay, yeah, the kids are in the backyard. Kids are playing basketball. Yeah, there's fucking kids. They're outside, okay? They're fucking outside playing. That's what kids fucking do. Maybe it's time to move somewhere where there are no kids. Guess what? You can't always control your life like that, can you? Maybe you need a bigger property. You want to go do it with more privacy. Huh? Do you ever think about that before trying to sue your neighbors and saying, oh, they're barbecuing in the backyard and they're doing it on purpose and I can't handle the smell. I'm a vegan. Oh, help me. Help me, God. I'm going to sue. But this lady wasn't ready to give up yet, though she filed an appeal. That, too, was dismissed by the court. While Carta may not be satisfied with the outcome of her legal case, her neighbor removed the barbecue from his yard. Wow, so the neighbor actually decided to remove the barbecue and banned his children from playing basketball. But she continues her legal fight. Now, I just think that's fucking, oh, man, the neighbors actually kind of caved in, trying to shut down the lawsuit. And this article is telling us that she is not stopping their lawsuit at all. And now the neighbors are not living their life like they should be because, wow, they gave in. You know, props to the neighbors. I think I know who the better neighbors in this story is. Maybe you can leave me a comment. Let me know who you think is in this. Whose side are you on? Are you on the vegan side? Are you on the neighbor side of Smell Fish, the Vietnamese family? So, yeah, I mean, it's up to you guys. Let me know. It'd be great. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'll give you the shit after the show. Today, what else are we going to talk about here? Let's see. Oh, wow. This is a bit of a crazy story here. This is from OutdoorRevival.com. So Australia is to drop poison sausages from planes in a plan to kill millions of cats. Yes, you heard that right. Australia is going to drop poison sausages from planes so the cats will eat them and die, pretty much. If you want to create a public relations firestorm, one sure way to do it is to announce a plan to kill animals. Australia has done exactly that, according to the Lad Bible, by initiating actions to kill between 2 and 6 million feral cats roaming the countryside. Between 2 to 6 million? So, how many cats are out there? Do they think there's 2 to 6 million? Or is it like 10 million, we need to kill 2 to 6 million. Let's see what the story says here. Drawing from the 2015 threatened species strategy, the government has decided to poison the cats by airdropping a specially developed sausage containing a poison known as 1080. So yeah, 1080 is what it's called. Cats were most likely introduced to Australia by English ships in the 1700s. They were used in blah, blah, blah. They were used for rodent control. While ancient societies have revered and even worshipped the cat, and although they are a domesticated pet in today's world, they're a predator of enormous consequence in Australia. In the threatened species strategy, the government alleges that the scientific evidence is unequivocal and feral cats are one of the greatest threats to Australia's land-based mammals. The plan targets killing 2 million cats by 2020, driven by a growing concern for many indigenous species of wildlife. In particular, small mammals. Estimates are that feral cats are responsible for the extinction of over 25 separate species since their introduction into Australia. Oh, wow. Just taking out all the little rodents, eh? And Australia is full of fucking wildlife and rodents and all kinds of shit. Over 100 additional Australian species are listed as critical or threatened by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, which further states that a feral cats are a leading threat to over 20 of these species. Australia has the highest mammal extinction rate in the world, caused in part by the presence of these cats. In addition to the mammals, estimates are that the cats also kill almost 400 million birds and over 600 million reptiles in Australia every year. Holy shit. Wait, now let me say that again. Cats kill almost 400 million birds. And over 600 million reptiles in Australia every fucking year. And that's why they want to take them out and kill them with the poison sausages. Hold on, let's see what else it says here. Blah, 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 blah. Of course, PETA's all over this. And too many cats where they're not. Blah, blah, blah. Are you going to get the cats? Blah, blah, blah. Sorry. Let's see. I don't know, man. So what about other things eating this sausage? That's what I want to know. I mean, they just want to... They're conducting bombing runs, dropping thousands of poison sausages earmarked for consumption by the cats. While the effectiveness of this program remains to be seen, what is known is that the controversies generated by the environmental preservation will continue to be at the forefront of the public and government sectors. So yeah, man, I don't know, just dumping a bunch of poisonous mushrooms or mushrooms, poisonous sausages fucking falling from the fly, from the sky, all these fucking penises falling from the sky. Some dude's gonna be out on his farm and shit, you know, I'm looking up in the sky, oh look at them, it's the dildos, penises dropped from sky. And I know they don't talk like that in Australia. It's more like, oh, look at all the paints have been dropped from the sky, right? So, yeah. Terrible. All right. So, let's see what else here. Oh, folks. Oh, this story just broke, too. Oh, my God. This is new in the news. Apparently, there's a video as well. I, for one, did not want to watch it. I do not want to watch the video, for one. I really don't. But a Mexican gang castrates a rapist using a pit bull dog. Yeah, you heard that right. So a Mexican gang castrates an alleged rapist by letting a pit bull maul his genitals. A furious gang caught a suspect rapist and then tortured him by making a pit bull terrier eat his genitals. Oh my God. You know what? Motherfucker deserved it. And rapists like that, motherfuckers, and pedophiles, you should get your junk ripped off like that. Sorry. That is fucking brutal as fuck. But you know what? Keep your penis to yourself, or at least have consensual sex, motherfucker, and keep the people your own fucking age. Anyways, the man in his 30s was set upon. Well, it couldn't have to be your own age. I mean, minors, right? Okay. You don't have to go out dating older people and shit. Okay. Anyways, the man in his 30s was set upon after reportedly sexually assaulting a woman in Mexico City, Mexico last month. Horrific footage shows how he was stripped naked, handcuffed, and pinned to the ground as five men surrounded him. Shockingly, a white pit bull terrier with brown markings then began mauling the man's genitals, tearing off and eating his entire penis and testicles. The victim is heard screaming, "Stop! Leave me now! Leave me!" While the group watch, one of the gang then covers his mouth with a rag to stifle his cries for help. A second dog, a brown pit bull, appears, but he does not join in. Footage taken by one of the attackers shows how the alleged rapist was castrated by the ravenous dog. Ravenous dog, whatever. Leaving nothing but a gaping raw wound. Motherfucker. Just ate his junk. Oh my God. Even if you do deserve that, it's fucking still brutal. Makes me cringy. There's a lot of shit I can handle and watch and see, but I can't watch this video. I just can't do it. Video of the savage torture emerged last month. It was reported in local media that a criminal gang had caught the man after he allegedly raped a woman. The attackers are said to have made the video public as a warning to other would-be attackers in the crime-ridden city. Yes, folks. The next time you rape somebody in Mexico City, you're going to probably have a dog that's going to maul off your junk. Holy fucking shit. That is crazy and alleged. So as much as I hope he didn't do it, but the fact that he had his genitals ripped off because they thought he did it, well, he better done it and got his genitals ripped off. But he still shouldn't have done it, but he definitely needed his genitals ripped off. And that's not him calling, but I think that's the hotline. The hotline for this question. No, not a question. Sorry, I've got a interesting fact here about honeybees I found out. Okay, so when male honeybees mate, their penises explode and they die. During the queen's nuptial flight, she'll mate with about a dozen partners and leave a trail of their dead, penisless corpses in her wake. Wow. Wow, the penises explode and they die. And she'll mate. Wow, and she takes all the corpses. So I wonder if they're all like, are they all stuck in her? Does she take them like as victory? Like, woo, I got laid by this many motherfucking bees. That's pretty crazy. That is pretty crazy, folks. I hope you enjoyed the show. It was a good show. Like I said, if you're a first-time listener, please subscribe. Find me on Facebook and Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. I'm just going to give us some music here to go with the outro. And here we go. And that was another edition of Snooze You Lose. I'm your host, Carl. And thanks for joining me. You can find us on Facebook, Snooze You Lose Podcast. On Twitter, Snooze You Lose 1. And on Instagram, at Snooze You Lose Podcast. Please subscribe. Leave a comment. Let you leave a comment about what you think about the show. And I hope you come back. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.